Hello again. So, by way of background, women infected with HIV through heterosexual anal sex represent a large and increasing proportion of all women newly diagnosed with HIV. In New York City in 2008, of the approximately 3,500 new HIV infections, 943 were among women. Heterosexual anal sex as a mode of transmission is riskier when anal sex is involved. Because in contrast to tissue in the vagina and mouth, anal tissue is very fragile. And the risk of unprotected anal intercourse, or UAI, to receptive partners includes not only HIV, but a number of other STIs, such as rectal gonorrhea, chlamydia, and anal warts and cancers due to human papillomavirus. It's been found that one-third of heterosexual men and women aged 15 to 44 years old have had anal sex at some point in their lifetimes. And women who have had UAI with an HIV-infected man even once are about 30 times more likely to get HIV than if they had had unprotected vaginal sex one time. Our objectives were to describe population-based prevalence and correlates of recent heterosexual anal sex among New Yorkers, to quantify condom use during anal sex, and to quantify the extent to which women having UAI are getting tested for HIV. To do this, we used our New York City Community Health Survey, or CHS, which is a cross-sectional survey that is conducted every year by the New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene. And it's based on the CDC's Behavioral Risk Factor Surveillance System and asks a number of questions over about a 30-minute period related to mortality and morbidity among New Yorkers. The CHS surveys New York City adults utilizing a stratified sample design to allow for neighborhood estimates. It's a landline phone survey using a random digit dialing method, and it's conducted in several languages. The CHS uses sample weights that account for the probability of a respondent's selection within his or her household, as well as a post-stratification factor that weights each record up to the age, sex, and race of the respondent's neighborhood. And in 2007, over 7,300 surveys were done among New Yorkers aged 18 to 64 years, and about 60% of these surveys were among women. So there are several CHS questions in 2007 that were of interest to us. Sexual behavior questions included the number of male and female sex partners in the last 12 months, whether or not the respondent had had anal sex in the last year, and whether condoms have been used during anal sex always, sometimes, and never in the past year. And then testing and medical care questions included whether the respondent had had an HIV test in the last year or ever, whether a recommendation had been made by a healthcare professional in the last year to get an HIV test, and whether the respondent had had a healthcare visit in the last 12 months. Females were asked whether or not they'd had a cervical pap test ever, and if so, the length of time since the last one. We included for our analysis all respondents who reported sexual activity in the last year and constructed groups so that heterosexual men were men reporting sex with females in the last year and no history ever of any male partners. We had almost 2,000 males in our sample. Heterosexual women were women reporting sex with males in the last year, and we had about 2,200 women in the sample. For our analysis, we calculated prevalence for demographic and risk prevalence estimates for demographic and risk characteristics of the heterosexual groups, as well as prevalence of consistent condom use during anal sex among heterosexual groups and also among MSM for comparison. And we used Sudan software to obtain appropriate standard errors for our point estimates. So this first result slide shows heterosexual anal sex by demographic characteristics. And we had a total weighted population of approximately 1,640,000 heterosexual men, of which 7% reported anal sex in the last year. And we had a similar weighted population of heterosexual women, of which 5.6% reported anal sex in the last year. And there were differences with regard to the prevalence of anal sex and age, both for men and women. The prevalence of anal sex decreased with age, and among heterosexual men aged 18 to 24 years, about 14% reported anal sex in the last year, and for the same age group of females, 11% reported anal sex in the last year. There were differences with regard to anal sex and race and ethnicity among men, and the greatest proportion here we see is for Hispanic men, where 14% of them reported anal sex in the last year. However, there were no significant differences with regard to anal sex and race and ethnicity for women. Here we have heterosexual anal sex by sexual behavior, namely the number of sex partners in the last year. The prevalence of anal sex increased with an increasing number of partners. among heterosexual men and women with three or more partners in the last year, approximately 14% reported anal sex during this time. For New Yorkers who reported always using condoms during anal sex in the past year, we saw that 61% of MSM reported consistent condom use, compared to only 28% of heterosexual men and 23% of heterosexual women. The last two bars on this graph are for women aged 18 to 24 years old and women with three or more sex partners in the last year, the two groups that had the highest prevalence of anal sex. And for both of these groups, under half of them reported consistent condom use. We found that 63% of women who had protected anal sex reported having a recent HIV test, meaning an HIV test in the last year, which was significantly higher than the 35% of women who had UAI. There were no significant differences between women who had UAI and didn't have anal sex in the past year with regard to recent HIV testing. We saw that most women who had UAI saw a healthcare provider in the past year. However, only about a third of them also had a recent HIV test. And women who reported UAI were less likely to have their healthcare provider recommend an HIV test than those who had used a condom during anal sex every time. Of note, among women who had UAI, almost all were screened for cervical cancer in the past 3 years. So in summary, anal sex is not an uncommon practice. We estimate that approximately 100,000 men, heterosexual men, and over 100,000 heterosexual women have had recent anal sex. And the prevalence of anal sex is especially common among persons with multiple partners. The low rates of consistent condom use among heterosexual persons that we noted suggests an ongoing risk for transmission of STIs. There were some limitations to our analysis. The survey that we use is conducted via landline phones, and considering the high proportion of our population that are cell phone-only households, we may be underestimating the prevalence of anal sex. Our sample size did not allow for further stratification on certain variables of interest. However, we're lucky in that the anal sex questions are being repeated or have been repeated on our 2009 survey, and so in the future we will be combining the two surveys to look at these variables in more detail. We find that routine visits such as GYN exams and annual physicals would be ideal opportunities to discuss sexual practices and provide HIV testing, and that physicians should ask specifically about anal sex practices to inform appropriate anatomic site-specific screening and counseling. Public health interventions must include information on heterosexual anal sex. As we saw, 61% of MSM reported using condoms consistently versus only under a third of heterosexual men and women, indicating that messages around the risks of anal sex are not pervasive in these groups. And in terms of our own initiatives in New York City, we plan on adding to our survey questions regarding the sexual health questions that are asked by providers of our respondents in order to get at more missed opportunities and groups that may be in need of more tailored questioning during medical visits. Thank you very much.
Oh, some questions.
Hi.
We screen for we screen for rectal chlamydia all persons reporting receptive anal sex. We have GC culture. We don't have a GC NAT yet. We have GC culture, and unfortunately, that's only being done at sentinel sites within our nine clinics and for certain populations, so it's not as widespread. Okay, thank you. All right.
No more questions. Fine.
Yeah.
Yes, actually, we have a publication called Vital Signs that comes out from the health department. One is coming out within the next 2 weeks on these findings, and it is widely distributed to providers in the city. Oh, sure. Sorry, I'll repeat that in case people in the back didn't hear it. The remark was about the fact that patients, it's often the onus is put on the patients to get their providers to ask them the questions regarding their risk rather than providers knowing, you know, to ask those questions. And so what we're doing in New York City is we're trying through various publications, including one that's specifically about heterosexual anal sex among women that will be widely distributed in the very near future. For a great majority of providers in our city. Yeah. Yes, the vital signs do go up on our Department of Health website.
Thanks very much.
Okay.
Thank you.